Tavkuf Nun Dalet Sif Chav Peis. Mokum Shinogu Lasses Malacha Betishabov Oisim. Mokum Shinogu Shiloh Lasses Ein Oisim. If you're in a place where the minig is to do malachas on Tisha B'Av, then it's permitted. And a place where the minig is not to do, then don't. I'm not talking about turning on the light, we're talking about work. Every place, do not do work. Anybody's permitted to refrain from work, and this is not considered being like a big shot because people don't see you do anything, you're just not doing anything. Even a place where the minig is not to do malacha, you can have a goy do the work. Mishabru brings from the poiskim that to build on Tisha B'Av, Hayitei and Yehuda, one should not do because that's something that's very public, and we don't want a public demonstration of involvement in other things other than the Tisha B'Av things. So once again, we say it's mutter Hayitei goy, a feel of the beso, even if the goy is working in this person's house. To do business, trade. In other words, you're not doing malacha, but you're doing trade to make profit. In a place where the minig is not to do malacha, one should not do it. But in a place where there's a minig to do malacha, then Tisha B'Av is permitted. From already Rosh Chodesh, one should just do the basic necessities. So surely on Tisha B'Av itself one should only do trades and business that he has a need for. Says the Ramah, he says that the minig is not to do malacha up to chatzos, but not more than that. Nogul hakmer ad chatzos, b'chol malacha sheish bo shiur. But before chatzos, any malacha that has shiur ksas, it takes a little involvement to do it. I feel my head, even though it's not a professional job, we don't do before chatzos. Turn on the electricity or light a candle, which is no shiur, that would permit even before chatzos or kshira or tying a knot. That is permitted from the morning. Milking the cows is preferable to have a goy do it. If not, then he could do it himself.